story involves Great Britain, and oh man, this one's interesting. Follow the story. So we're going to start with this report from New Delhi TV. Russia accuses UK of involvement in naval drone strike in Crimea.
All right, so there was this massive drone strike that occurred
a couple days ago.
So Russia's accused Britain of involvement in an attempted drone strike in Crimea. So Russia's defense ministry alleged the specialist from the UK helped with training and supervision for the failed attack by Ukraine. They said the Kyiv regime carried out a terrorist attack against the ships of the Black Sea Fleet and civilian ships that were on the outer and inner roads of the Sevastopol Base. The attack involved 9 unmanned aerial vehicles and 7 autonomous maritime drones, Russia's defense ministry said in a statement. The preparation of this terrorist act and the training of military personnel of 73rd Marine Special Operations Center were carried out under supervision of British specialists, it said.
All right, so this happened, 29th, was that Sunday?
That would have been Saturday.
Saturday,
yes.
Okay, Saturday. So major attack on the Russian Black Sea Fleet by drones. And the Russians blaming Great Britain for organizing the drone attack, okay?
Right. Supervising, coordinating, and doing everything with
it. Okay, so this next story got hardly any coverage.
Yes.
Russia blames UK Navy for terror attack on Nord Stream pipelines.
Yes, and in the story it says that the same people that coordinated the drone attack coordinated this attack.
There you go.
Russia has accused the UK of Nord Stream explosions in September this year, claiming the specialist from the British Royal Navy helped the Ukrainian military blow up the Nord Stream gas pipelines. Now, according to available information, representatives of this unit of the British Navy took part in the planning, provision, and implementation of a terrorist attack in the Baltic Sea on September 26 this year, blowing up the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 gas pipelines. That was a statement issued by the Ministry of Defense back on Saturday. Now, Russia's accusations were part of its official statement relating to a massive drone attack carried out by Ukraine on the Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean port city of Sevastopol, damaging 2 Russian warships. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, 16 drones were involved in that attack, and we've already relayed some of the details of that. So in the statement regarding the drone attack, Russia goes on to say, and we believe the UK was also involved in the Nord Stream pipeline attack.
I think they go beyond saying we believe.
So the Russian ministry said that the British specialists from the same unit involved in Nord Stream gas explosions also directed the Ukrainian drone attacks on the ships of the Russian Black Sea Fleet in Crimea. The preparation of this terrorist attack and the training of military personnel of the Ukrainian 73rd Special Center for Maritime Operations were carried out under the guidance of British specialists located in the city of Okhachiv, Mykolaiv region of Ukraine, the Russian Defense Ministry said. Not only do they name them, they tell them where they're at.
Okay, so, Doc, if the Russians are correct and Britain, the British Navy, carried out the bombing, the explosion on the Nord Stream pipelines, if they're correct, then this is a major act of war.
That's right.
And Russia has every right to declare war on Great Britain. This is on par with, an attack on Pearl Harbor, the sinking of the Lusitania. I mean, just think of previous world wars. What's something like this? They've gone to war for less. So this bolsters the view that King Charles is leading World War III and that we better pay close attention to King Charles. Because remember, right after the pipeline explosion, Vladimir Putin said it was done by the Anglo-Saxons.
Right.
And we pointed out here on True News, he's talking about Great Britain. He named Anglo-Saxons. Anglo-Saxons are the tribes from Germany that migrated to the British Isles. in the Middle Ages and settled on the islands, and that became the British Empire later. So where is this going?
Well, something very interesting.
Now we're going to make a major turn. Daily Mail, Liz Truss's phone thought to be spied on by Moscow while foreign secretary. Now, this story came out, was that Sunday, right?
Yes.
October 30th. And on Sunday, when I read this, Doc,